This is Malone Church Podcast, and I'm the Reverend Catherine Viner. And we're a church who are committed to being rooted and grounded in love, living and growing together. You can connect in with what we're doing on our website. But what you're going to listen to now is a Bible reading followed by a sermon and then concluding with a prayer. How would you describe Christmas in three words? Wonder what three words you'd use. Pigs in blankets, Marks and Spencers, or if you're a bit posh, Fortnum and Mason. The purple one, wrapping Christmas presents, Strictly Come Dancing, last minute shopping. You know, there's so many sets of three words that we can use to sum up Christmas. And the Bible offers us a set of three words. And Blake read them for us earlier. Prince of Peace. Prince of Peace. But why Prince of Peace and not King of Peace? Have you ever thought about that? Why a Prince of Peace and not a King of Peace? Should Jesus not be the King of Peace? Well, unlike a king who has complete power, Jesus was born in a manger. He was born into the limits of our humanity, the limits of earth, not the unlimitless heavens. And he came on earth, living on earth, and like us, he had his restrictions. He had his limits. And he had to submit to his heavenly Father, like a prince submits to their king. He submitted to his heavenly Father until he returned to heaven, where he was crowned king. Indeed, the Bible tells us he wasn't just crowned king, he was crowned King of Kings and Lord of Lords. That first Christmas when Jesus was born, perhaps in our minds, we imagine that it was a blissful, silent night. All was quiet, all was well with the world. It was a starry night. Out in the countryside in Bethlehem, there was a hush. So peaceful that actually some might say it didn't need the arrival of the Prince of Peace. Maybe in your mind, what that manger scene looked like, it doesn't need any Prince of Peace. All is well, all is good. And yet we'd be wrong to think that all was calm, all was peaceful. Because the backdrop of that night was Jesus was born in a land ruled by one of the most murderous kings, King Herod the Great. And every Jew, including Jesus' family, lived under the oppressive rule of the Roman Empire. The only reason Jesus' parents were in Bethlehem was because Rome wanted the little money they had, and a census would count the number of people who could pay that money in taxes and give to Rome. And there was no room in Bethlehem that night. No room in the houses. It was a stressful situation. And whenever they came then to this manger, it wasn't a beautiful, sanitized new maternity ward. It was a manger. These were dangerous and difficult circumstances. And the circumstances that Jesus was born in were far from ideal, far from peaceful. Many people ask the question, where can we find peace? Where can I find peace? I can't find any peace. I know no peace. Where can we find peace when the fighting continues in Gaza and Israel, Ukraine and Yemen? Where can we find peace? When all is not well in our families, in our homes, where can I find peace? When I start work on Monday and suddenly I'm there at Friday and I look and I wonder, where have 5 days gone? Where can I find peace? When you're sleeping in a shop doorway and you're cold and you're damp and you're frightened, where can I find peace? When you're so poorly that you're in a hospital bed, where can I find peace? The singer-songwriter Taylor Swift is a modern-day phenomenon. She sold over 200 million albums. She's got over 250 million Instagram followers. Apparently, she has broken over 100 Guinness World Records, and this year, she is Time Magazine Person of the Year. She is extraordinary. She's inspiring in many ways. She wrote an album called Folklore back in 2020, and in her album she wrote a song called Peace. It's a fascinating song because in that song she said she couldn't write about finding peace because she has never or as yet found peace. And so instead what she wrote about are her conflicting feelings that left her without any peace. And in her song, she says, I haven't found peace, so I can't offer anybody peace. Where can she find peace? Where can I find peace? Many people are still trying to find peace. And near Bethlehem, the shepherds were on the hillside with their sheep, and we're told that a heavenly host appeared in the sky, and they started to sing, and they sung, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth. On earth, peace. The message of peace from the angels was given because peace was needed then and peace is needed now. We still need to hear this message that comes from Jesus. The Greek word in the Bible that we translate as peace is eirene, and it can also mean health and welfare and harmony. But interesting, it comes from the verb eiro. The Greek verb eiro, which means to join together or to knit together, to weave together, to put together. See, peace is knitting back together those loose ends. Peace is putting the jigsaw together and seeing the whole picture as it should be. Peace is mending the broken strands. Peace means healed relationships, mended wounds. But sometimes the wounds that first need mended are the wounds that are in us. Those bits inside us that need to be tied up and put together or put back together. Where can I find peace? In John 14, Jesus tells his disciples he's going to be leaving them. And they're fearful and they're afraid. And Jesus tells them, don't let your hearts be troubled. And I'm sure they were thinking to themselves, well, that's easy for you to say. If you leave, what are we supposed to do? Where are we supposed to go? You know, our lives will just be in bits. Jesus tells them then, he says, peace I leave with you. My peace I give you. And then he goes on to say, I don't give you peace the way the world gives you. The peace I give you will mean you will not be afraid. You see, in this world we're going to face difficulties, frustrations, disappointments. In this world we will have weeks that feel like death by paper cuts. In this world, people will leave us, we'll feel alone, we'll feel abandoned, we'll feel forgotten. And we'll also face profound tragedies and losses that bring us to our knees and asking, where can I find peace? Because the peace the world gives seems fragile and flawed and insufficient. But peace is the gift that Jesus brings. The angels sung about it. And then when Jesus grew up and was with his disciples, he talked about it. My peace I give you. It's my gift to you. My peace is what I leave with you. When I'm gone and not here anymore, I leave you a spirit of peace. Because Jesus came to knit the world back together again and put us and our lives back together again. And in that manger, that first Christmas, there was peace in the midst of all the chaos going on around. Mary, Joseph, shepherds, wise men were captivated by the message of this baby lying in a manger means peace. Something has happened here and everything has changed. We don't see the fullness of it yet, but in time we will. Despite all the troubles around them from King Herod, the Roman Empire, the difficult times they were living in that manger there was no fear. No one was afraid. Only peace. You see, fear makes your world smaller. When you're afraid, you can only do so much. But faith makes your world bigger. Things are possible when you have faith. And faith in Jesus drives away fear and makes things possible. He brings a peace about things that we don't understand, we're unsure about, we're afraid of. He brings his peace. Jesus' peace in us is a work of healing and strengthening, a change in us, in our character, in our outlook, our reactions to problems and people and difficulties. And he had that effect on Mary, Joseph, the shepherds, the wise men, and everybody he encountered. The moment they met him, something in their lives changed for the better. When my life is in chaos, it is the spirit of peace in me that makes me strong. When all is not well and I take a moment to look at Jesus, I receive his peace and I know all will be well. Even if all is not well, all will be well with Jesus. So will you come and look to Jesus tonight? Like the shepherds and the wise men who gathered round Jesus and looked at him. Let Jesus know he is welcome in your world as the Prince of Peace. Let him bring that peace, mend those broken bits in you, help to mend those broken relationships, plans that have been wrecked, dreams that have been shattered. Jesus, the Prince of Peace, says, "My peace I give you. And I don't give it as the world gives it. I give it to you in a totally different way. And it has a completely different impact." Three words I leave with you tonight. Prince of Peace. Let's take a moment and let's bring our prayers for peace to God. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, you are the Prince of Peace. Our Prince of Peace. In you we find peace. You were born to make peace, and you did so on the cross, making peace between us and our Father in heaven. Putting together all that is broken in us, between us and God, and in this world. The Bible says that your peace is a peace that passes all understanding. So, Lord Jesus, this Christmas, may we know your mysterious and miraculous peace, your transforming and everlasting peace. May your peace enter our hearts, helping us when we're afraid or troubled, unsure or unhappy. Thank you that in you, Jesus, we can find that peace that we need. You in our lives brings a peace. May your peace form our thoughts and our words. Forgive us when we harm others with our words, when we use them as weapons, when we are thoughtless, unkind, unreasonable, or unforgiving. Use us, use our words to be peacemakers and peacekeepers in our families and our friendships. Help us to model our character on you, Jesus, the Prince of Peace. And as your peace enters our lives, may your peace enter our country, helping our leaders and politicians that govern our land so we can live in peace, a good peace. Lord Jesus, Prince of Peace, may those who believe in you, who work in government, schools, prisons, and the courts, honor you and follow you in their work, that they might do a work of peace. Even those who are medics, may they do a work of peace in the people, in the bodies that they have before them. May every decision we make be one that builds peace. May your peace this Christmas make a difference. Make a difference in our world. In places such as Sudan and Yemen, Ukraine and Gaza. Bring your peace. Would you bless the work of the United Nations and NATO and all those nations working together to find peace? You brought peace through a manger in Bethlehem. You and only you can bring peace. We pray that more people might come to know you, encounter you, and find your peace. It's in your name that we bring our prayers, spoken and unspoken, to you, the Prince of Peace. Amen. Thank you for listening. And if you'd like further information, go to our website. But in the meantime, stay faithful.